Well, there are some sporting codes that people don't like, but there are some people that were just born to do what they do. Jeff, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Alan Keeler. Yeah, man, it's a big day in trail running here in South Africa. As most trail running fans would know, it is time for the 11th edition of the Otter African Trail Run. And it's called the Grail of Trail, and it's earned that nickname over the years. It's basically the Otter Trail is probably one of the most iconic and one of the most famous hikes on the planet. Certainly South Africa's biggest hike. It's a five-day hike that goes from the Storms River mouth all the way along the beautiful Titicaca coastline and finishes at Nature's Valley. And on 1 week of the year, a bunch of trail runners run that entire distance. It's about 40 kilometers. They run it, and the fastest time is under 4 hours. So a five-day hike. These guys, the world's greatest athletes, are doing it in under 4 hours. And we're about to kick off, as I said, on the 11th Otter African Trail Run. They had the challenge, which is for the slightly slower guys. And by slightly slower, I mean they're doing it in a cutoff of 11 hours. That was 2 days ago. And adds an interesting piece of information on that yesterday's race is that the Blokkans River was higher than it's ever been in the 11-year history of the race. That was yesterday. So the race organizer, Mark Collins, the race director, came within seconds of pulling the plug on the crossing at Blokkans, but everyone got through. And as I said, we're about to go on the main race. All the top athletes in South Africa are here. And I chatted to Mark Collins yesterday, and he's looking forward to what lies ahead.
Mark, the Blokkans yesterday on the challenge, the biggest in the 11-year history of the Otter. Hopefully things are a little more placid for the elites.
Yeah, you know, it was absolutely epic. I think the experience the guys had yesterday was incredible, but it certainly is calming down. The elites are going to have a lot easier time at Blokkans than the guys did on the challenge yesterday, unfortunately. But good for them, because the times will be quicker.
And just looking at the contenders and the men's and the ladies, it's so hard to call. I mean, we've got Kane, we've got Robert Rorick, Johart, who's already put himself on the top of the ladies, the youngsters, Bianca, Tony, Lundy's here. We've got so many. Nicolette.
Yeah, you know, we've got the four top men and four top ladies, and any one of those four could take it. It's fascinating. This is about as big as it gets in trail running in South Africa, and we're pumped. We're really pumped for this tomorrow.
And lastly, as the event organizers, you guys obviously happy. It's gone as smoothly as ever, as always.
You know, I only relax when the last competitor's off the course. It's a fantastic event, wild out there. But you know, it still is an event that takes place in nature and outdoors. So I only relax when the last competitor's off the course. I cautiously touch wood, so I'm very happy with what's happened so far.
Jeff. Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, and just the last thing, Abs, during the race this year, one of our iconic athletes on South Africa, Alana Meyer. Alana's standing just in front of me. She's taking on her first Otter African Trail Run, and she certainly is in the Abergele. She's in one of the fastest groups to start this morning, so we're looking forward to see how Alana goes.
Jeff, lovely man. Thank you so very much for giving us that update. A very good morning to you.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the show. I'll speak to you later.
Lovely man. To you listening at home, 44 after 6. Good morning to you. Let's have a conversation. One says, Abs, I need a cycling buddy during the week. No more than 120 kilometers. That's SEP in Gordons Bay. Yeah. I'm guessing you're not asking me. Because, listen, last time I went spinning and I even went on a bike, all I'm going to say is that myself and a bike seat are not the best of friends. That's all I'm going to say. But hey, if you are in Gordon's Bay, SEP is looking for a cycling partner. 45 after 6.
The Money Show. Weekday evenings at 6.
On your next Money Show, join me for Basitsana Khumalo, former Miss South Africa TV presenter. She's an entrepreneur. She runs a very successful travel business, and she's written all about it in a brand new book. We're going to talk to her about her money story, the value of money, and where she gets those values from. We'll also do Stock Pick Monday and the business book of the week on your next Money Show.
The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
The Money Show is proudly brought to you by Absa Corporate and Investment Banking, the bank that has the bravery to imagine and the will to get things done. That's African Nacity.
It's Rian Menzer versus Majozi versus Karan Dubeini versus Craig Lucas versus Josie Borain and Pippa Hudson. Watch these crazy celebrities and a whole bunch of medical survivors race tiny children's boats for charity. The Great Optimist Race takes place on the 19th of October at the Cape Town International Boat Show at the V&A Waterfront, hosted by the Little Optimist Trust. Visit thelittleoptimisttrust.org or like and check out the Facebook page, The Great Optimist Race, for more.